Yes, I think this is really important on a number of counts. Two main ones are that we are really consulting with the public on this. This is a new issue brought in by the government, and the most important issue, it puts victims in the driving seat of deciding how the community deals with people who have committed low-level acts of violence or antisocial behaviour. This really gives victims a feeling of involvement in how they're dealt with. It's something that the public can see is really good sense. Apart from anything else, for those of a certain level of crime, I think the public knows now that the community should really deal with these issues. And it is logical to give the victim a voice, which we're seeing here, and there are a range of sensible, common sense, basic ideas as sanctions against people who cause harm in the community at this low level. And those sanctions are things like apologising, they're things like reparation, they're things like agreed behaviour contracts, which is something that the police and the community use. And these are sensible issues where the public will actually be able to see, and especially victims, that perpetrators have received a sanction in the public, and they haven't necessarily got themselves a criminal record or gone into the prisons, which are an area which is difficult to find rehabilitation these days, and they have been sensibly sanctioned in the community to which they belong.
As we've mentioned, you've done considerable community engagement and feedback from the public about these measures, but do you think there will still be some people who consider these measures to be a soft option for the offenders?
Yes, I think it's like so much of what I do. It's a matter of explaining to the public what this is about and explaining that the success rate of applying sanctions in this way is better for those who have been harmed by the crime and actually has a restorative effect on the criminals, on the perpetrators as well. I think it's fair to the public to accept their concern that this is a soft option, but people like myself and the Chief Constable are put in place to guard these issues for the public, and I am wanting to reassure the public that in my mind this will be better for the community in the long run, and I know the Chief Constable agrees that as well.